Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Well, we've been talking a lot about the Greek budget, their debt problem. We've been talking a lot about the federal debt ceiling and the problem with budgets there in D.C. But really, some of the most difficult debates are going on in state legislatures all across the country. People are trying to balance their books when they have massive, massive deficits. Is anybody getting it right? That's kind of the question at this point. Joining us now, Dr. Matthew Mitchell, a research fellow at the Mercatus Center at George Mason University. Good morning, Matthew.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for joining us. Let me start with that particular question right there. Is there any state right now that you think is getting it right, that is a model for the others?
Well, I study mostly states, and so typically I kind of have a negative view of this. But actually, let me start on a positive note. You mentioned Greece and the United States. If the individual states were in some sort of a fiscal beauty contest with the federal government, then I think each of the 50 states would come out 1 through 50, and the federal government would be 51.
Wow.
And the reason I say this is that states, by and large, manage to balance their budgets each year. They sort of wink at it. Often there's gimmicks. They do a lot of things that aren't, private companies wouldn't be allowed to do. But they do. They generally do it. And they also have managed as a share of gross state product. They do not have nearly as large of debts as the federal government. They do not have nearly as large of unfunded liabilities. And their spending is general per capita is much lower. So on almost any measure, actually, the states are much better at this than the federal government and also, of course, Greece.
All right. Well, let's start with two states. Let's begin with California and New York State. And we do that because California recently passed their budget and Governor Jerry Brown signed it. It was done on time for the first time in years. And in New York, the state just approved their budget that closes a deficit gap without raising taxes. Did they get it right?
Well, I think New York got it a little bit closer than California, from what I understand. So one of the things that's interesting about both these states is that they have Democratic governors, and in both cases, the governors, I think, have sort of looked at the writing on the wall and are actually trying to be serious about addressing some of the major long-term drivers of the budget problems. Both of them have talked a lot about pensions. They've both talked a lot about public employee unions and the demands that are being made there. And both of them have talked a fair amount about Medicaid. So in neither budget are there tons of long-term solutions or long-term structural changes, but they both do take stabs at these fundamental problems. So and they both manage to do it without raising taxes.
Evaluate the process. In California, you have a strong legislature and a relatively weak, if charismatic, governor. In New York, you've got this powerhouse governor in Andrew Cuomo and an assembly and senate that just have footprints all over them this morning. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Well, and the New York one is interesting because sort of institutionally, the last several governors they've sort of taken a back seat to the legislature. These legislators have been there for decades, and most of the last few governors have just ended their jobs with very sour relationships, even with members of their own party in the legislature. So Cuomo has done sort of politically an interesting job of really building good relationships with his negotiators, counterparts on the other side of government, and it seems to have worked.
We're speaking with Dr. Matthew Mitchell, a research fellow at the Mercatus Center at George Mason University. You know, Matthew, what's ending up happening in a lot of these states is that they're having to address the social safety net in many times or social issues more often so than just economic issues. They're trying to balance out or prioritize what they spend their money on. How's that playing out in a state like Minnesota? They have until midnight tonight to agree on a budget.
Mm-hmm. Well, Minnesota's in a tricky spot. One thing that's interesting is if you look back at the proposed budgets from 2011 and and the current budget and the proposed budget for 2012, Minnesota really tops the list. They had one of the largest, they had the second largest budget proposal for this year and the second or third largest from last year. No other state is in the top in both categories. So they're, I would say, you know, in large part, their problem is self-made because they have really not taken as much of an aggressive stance in reining in spending when they needed to. Now, what I notice is that the states that have expanded the most are the ones that then end up having to cut the most because they've set up the least sustainable models.
So the party's over in Minnesota.
Exactly.
But you're saying that the sort of way that states have spent have got them into the problem, and that's been coming for decades, as opposed to simply that we've had a recession and that has really hurt, and the number of unemployed people has hurt tax collection, and so this is a temporary problem.
Yeah, exactly. So clearly the recession is the proximate problem. When a recession hits, you have two things that happen. You have greater demands on social services, so expenses go up, and then the second thing that happens is revenue goes down. So that's the proximate cause, and it's going to make it difficult for basically every state. It's just a fiscal reality. But the states that tend to weather recessions the best are states that have fundamentally stronger economies. They haven't increased spending as rapid a pace as the other states, and they also haven't obliged themselves to huge entitlement spending through Medicaid or other programs.
And can you evaluate on the way out the take the bull by the horns approach over there in Wisconsin?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I think there is a case to be made in some ways that if you look at a governor like Cuomo in New York, he's sort of doing a Nixon goes to China, where he's a Democrat who is talking about reining in spending, whereas a Republican governor in Wisconsin is making some of the very same motions, but of course attracting a lot more attention. And in some ways, I think a Democrat may be more successful at tackling pension problems and union contracts than Scott Walker. But it remains to be seen if Cuomo will take on the same kind of battle.
That's Matthew Mitchell, a research fellow at the Mercatus Center at George Mason University, talking about the budget battles going on in state legislatures all across the country. Thank you so much, Matt.
Thanks for having me.